Hello, this is Craig Hall, and this is the Ledger LCJ podcast for 12/24/2021 with the latest news, sports, and more. Thank you for checking us out. Today is Friday, December 24th, 2021. This is the 357th day of 2021. There are 7 days left in the year. Phoenix won its fifth straight game Thursday night, beating the Oklahoma City Thunder 113-101. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 29 points for the Thunder, who had their three-game winning streak snapped. The Thunder return home and host New Orleans Sunday. In weather today, we'll have partly cloudy skies and it'll be warm. The high will be 75 degrees with a low of 61 degrees. Wind gusts up to 18 miles per hour are expected, so the fire danger is also high. Thursday's high was 66, the low was 56. Sunrise today is 7:24, sunset is 5:12. Average temperatures for the day are high of 51 and low of 30. Records for December 24th are a high of 82 in 1955, the record low was 1 in 1983. 1 year ago on December 24th, 2020, the high was 39 with a low of 26. An Oklahoma sixth grader from Muskogee was honored by law enforcement and school officials for his heroic actions, not just once, but twice in the same day. Earlier this month, Davian Johnson used the Heimlich maneuver on a classmate who was choking on a bottle cap at his school in Muskogee. Later that day, he helped a woman escape from a burning house, Muskogee Phoenix reported. Last week, Davian was named an honorary member of the police and sheriff's department at the Muskogee Board of Education meeting. On this date in history, in 1809, legendary American frontiersman Christopher Kit Carson was born in Kentucky. In 1814, the United States and Britain signed the Treaty of Ghent, which ended the War of 1812 following ratification by both the British Parliament and the United States Congress. In 1851, fire devastated the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., destroying about 35,000 volumes. In 1865, several veterans of the Confederate Army formed a private social club in Pulaski, Tennessee, that was the original version of the Ku Klux Klan. In 1992, President Bush pardoned former Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger and five others from the Iran-Contra scandal. In 1993, the Reverend Norman Vincent Peale, who blended Christian and psychiatric principles into a message of positive thinking, died in New York at the age of 95. And 1 year ago, California became the first state to record 2 million confirmed coronavirus cases. We ask that you please check out today's newsletter at HebronLedger.substack.com. If you like it, subscribe for only $5 a month or $50 a year. You can also give a gift certificate for that, a gift subscription. Also, please share this with anybody that you think might be interested. If you or your business want to sponsor one of our sections, email Craig at HebronLedger.com to get started. We do need your help to increase our number of subscribers. We'd like to have 1,000 for either our newsletter at HebronLedger.substack.com or the e-edition at HebronLedger.com. Cost per month is less than a meal at any restaurant. Your support of a locally owned and operated business is very important and appreciated. We hope you have a great Merry Christmas and come back again later. Thank you.